And welcome back to Rosie on the House. We appreciate y'all tuning in as we try and give you information that you need about your Arizona home. And the question of the week at Rosie on the House this week was, what about backyard sheds? I guess in January, which was the get organized month of the year, we had Bridges Connor in talking about getting organized. Apparently some of you have taken us at our word and taken our advice and kind of gotten some things cleaned up and realized there's things that don't necessarily have to be in the living room or the family room and can be stored seasonally or whatever. Maybe the missus of the house wants a little she shed in the backyard. Maybe you need a little extra storage room for your yard tools. So backyard buildings drove the number one most asked question at Rosie on the House this past week. So I knew a friend of a friend that put me in touch with the chief building inspector in the city of Scottsdale, which is where we do most of our remodeling work. And I talked to Mr. Steve Gallant. And I said, okay, Steve, we've got people asking us constantly about backyard structures. Boy, backyard casitas, mother-in-law suites. What can you tell me about that? So he says, Rosie, the first thing everybody needs to know is if the building is under 200 square feet and it has no electricity and no plumbing, it does not need a permit. So if you're just going to drop a 10 by 20 storage shed in the backyard, you don't need a permit, but you must comply with zoning and obey the rules about setback lines. You can't put that right up against your neighbor's side yard. You can't put it right up against the backyard. And you can't let the roof of that shed drain onto your neighbor's property. He says, Rosie, the biggest mistake people make is they hear that one rule under 200 square feet, and they just assume, hey, baby, it's under 200 square feet. I can do anything I want. And that's not the case. Under 200 square foot, no electricity, no plumbing, storage only, boom, you can get it and set it. And I said, well, I know people that do that permanently, like with footings and 8/8-16 masonry block. He says, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter the material. If it's under 200 square feet, no electricity, no plumbing, it doesn't need a permit. So you can get one of the pre-manufactured sheds delivered, assembled, and built in the backyard, or you can build one yourself. Now, there's a couple things, a couple little tricks here that really will help you a lot. You can go to the county assessor's webpage and plug in your address. When you do that, hit search, it will give you a map of your lot, and it will actually give you the dimensions of each one of your lot lines. On that web page, there is a tab called Sketches. You click on that, and it will actually give you a sketch of your house that you can cut and paste and transfer it to your lot plan. And take a couple of dimensions of how far is that garage wall from the side yard line? How far is the front door off the front sidewalk? And you can pretty well place your house on your lot. Then there's a drawing tool where you can actually set up the setbacks. 2 foot here, 10 foot there, 40 foot there. Do a little search, building and zoning. Find out your zoning, what your setbacks are. And then you can actually draw on the webpage a plan of your lot with your house, with your setbacks on it, and print it, and you've got it. And everything inside those setback lines is what we call the building footprint. You can build inside that footprint. So for those she sheds, for those hobby sheds, if you're not running electricity, not running power, no ceiling fans, no sinks, no toilets, no living conveniences, 200 square feet and under, regardless of the building material, and you're going to be all set. Now, let me just say, that's from Mr. Gallant, who's been with the city of Scottsdale for 25 years. You ought to take the time to phone the building department that has jurisdiction in your neighborhood and just verify. I have found that most of the cities fall pretty close to this, but with a visit to the assessor's map, and boy, once you get on that website, that's a rabbit hole, man. You could just stay in there forever. There's drawing tools in there and satellite map images, and I mean, you can stay in there and play around for a long, long time. But once you've got that information, once you've got the building envelope and the setbacks determined, you can have a ball. And then you can start planning that shed. I actually have a customer in the Scottsdale area that says, Rosie, we've got enough room on our lot. I want a he shed. She wants a she shed. Hers is a sunrise viewing pergola. Mine's a sunset viewing pergola. Can I do two? And again, Mr. Steve Gallant, City of Scottsdale, says there's no limit to the number of these structures that you can put in your backyard. So check with your local building department. Keep it under 200 square foot. No permit required. Don't violate the setbacks. Don't upset your neighbor. There's no reason to do that. And proceed with caution and go ahead and get her done. What could be better than a backyard with a sunrise and a sunset pergola?